Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
We're a little sparser today. Summer, people traveling perhaps. But I love the size of this room, and I love that you are here and worshiping and praising. In 2007, Rob Reiner directed a movie called The Bucket List. Some of you may have seen it. Starring amongst others Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman. The movie told the story of two men, played by Nicholson and Freeman, who checked out of a hospital for the terminally ill and traveled across North America, experiencing adventures they had always wanted, but had not taken the opportunity. They had a list of 45 things to do before they kicked the bucket, a euphemism for dying. This week's message focuses on a similar issue through the question, before you die, what would you want to do in full passion for Adonai's kingdom here on earth? Abba Father, I pray that our hearts and our ears will be open for Adonai's passion to flood us and convict us through the message that you have for us. In your blessed name I pray. Amen. A part of this week's scripture reading, found in John 12, comes the following statement from Adonai Yeshua. When you have the light, put your trust in the light, so that you may become people of light. At the surface, this passage speaks to Adonai Yeshua being the light of the world, such that if we wish to be people of the light, that is, disciples of Adonai Yeshua and children of Adonai Elohim, the living God, we must put our trust in him. In other words, we must have faith. When we look at this passage from another perspective, that is, as from a perspective of passion for him, we may read it as, while you have this passion for Adonai, put your trust in him, so that you may become people of passion for him. This is what Adonai Tzevaot wants from us, to be people of passion for him. What does this mean? First, what is passion? The Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary defines passion as a barely controllable excitement of an enthusiasm for an idea or a person. To have passion means every fiber in your body is driven in a direction that appears to be beyond the control of the person feeling this very strong emotion. Using this definition, if your passion is to a loved one, then throughout every waking moment of every day, your desire is to be with that person. Likewise, if your passion is for an idea, throughout every moment of your life, your thoughts are focused on that idea and bringing it to fruition. It is this degree of passion which drives medical breakthroughs and discovery, scientific marvels. Is this not the passion Adonai Elohim wants of us for him? However, the Hebrew word for passion, nefesh, as I have shared with you before, also means the human soul, a living being, an appetite. As I've shared before with you, every Hebrew word has many meanings. And it's important to recognize that the word for passion, nefesh, is very much the same. So what does this mean? Well, follow me as I lead you through this. Our passion is our soul, the human spirit living within all of us. We don't need to develop passion, dear friends, Our passion is an intricate part of our very being. The implications of this are enormous. If my passion is squelched, so is my spirit, my soul. A strong passion is an indicator of a strong and healthy person. The lack of passion indicates an unhealthy human soul, an unhealthy human spirit. Please take a moment and imagine the relationship between Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit of God, and a soul which has lost its passion for life. This is an appropriate time then to ask all of us, are our souls healthy? Are our spirits strong? Do we have passion for our relationship with the ruler of the universe and the lover of our souls? In our long-forgotten past, a well-known actor was approached by a pastor, lamenting his seeming inability to draw crowds to his sermons. The pastor asked the actor how it was possible he drew enormous crowds, night after night, to his performances, whereas the pastor had difficulty filling the pews once a week. The pastor responded almost immediately. Having attended your services, Pastor, I can understand the difference. You see, I share my fiction as if it were truth. You, however, share your truth as if it were fiction. What a condemnation. Here is my plea to you. If you perceive my sharing the truth of Adonai's word as a piece of fiction, please tell me. I would rather hear this from you than from an outsider on social media, someone to whom you have shared your concerns or dislikes. Passion for Adonai is to be found throughout Scripture. For example, in the Psalms, we find the passion of Asaph in Psalm 73. Whom do I have in heaven but you? And with you I lack nothing on earth. My mind and body will fail, but God is the rock of my mind and my portion forever. And then in Psalm 42, the sons of Korah write, just as a deer longs for running streams, God, I long for you. I am thirsty for God, for the living God. When can I come and appear before God? Adonai's passion for his people comes through clearly in Isaiah 54. For your husband is your maker. Adonai Tzevaot is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Goel, your Redeemer. He will be called the God of all the earth. And in Hosea 2 we read, on that day, says Adonai, you will call me Ishi, my husband. You will no longer call me Baali, my master. We also discover passion within the apostolic scriptures. For example, Colossians 3, whatever work you do, put yourself into it as those who are serving not merely other people, but Adonai. And in 1 Corinthians 10, Rav Shaul again shares with us, whatever you do, whether it's eating or drinking or anything else, do it all so as to bring glory to God. And God's love for us is most clearly shown in John 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only and unique Son, so that everyone who trusts in him may have eternal life instead of being utterly destroyed. Do we have that degree of love for Adonai Elohim Tzevaot, Adonai Yeshua, that we have a burning passion for him which will not be extinguished, which will not subside? Can each one of us honestly to ourselves, if no one else, claim to have that desire to be with him totally? I must admit that's a tall order for most, if not all of us. Life seems to often get in the way of most of our passions. Do we have examples of those who have kept their passion for Adonai Elohim front and center, irrespective of what was happening around them? Passion has often been compared to a raging fire. During the American invasion of Iraq in 2003, many of the oil wells were set alight by Iraqi soldiers. Nothing, it seems, could put these fires out, neither water nor powders. One enterprising firefighter planted dynamite next to each of the fires and watched as the exploding dynamite extinguished the raging oil fires by drawing all the oxygen away from the flames. Is there a message here for us? Is it possible that the only thing to extinguish our passion for Adonai Elohim Tzevaot is another equally powerful passion? King David, despite his sinful nature, had an enduring passion for Adonai. His writings are filled with the fire which burned in his heart. This may be seen in Psalm 63. O God, you are my God, I will seek you eagerly. My heart thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a land parched and exhausted, where no water can be found. Notice the almost erotic language used in David's cry of passion. King Solomon did not attempt to hide his erotic passion when he wrote about the love his bride has for Adonai Yeshua in the Song of Songs. Let him smother me with kisses from his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Your anointing oils have a wonderful fragrance. Your name is like anointing of oil poured out. This is why young women love you. Take me with you, we will run after you. The king has brought me into his rooms. Now, doesn't that send chills down your spine? Is this the depth of passion Adonai Elohim wishes from us in our soul relationship with him? We find this depth of passion also in the apostolic scriptures. When Stephen was facing death by stone, did his heart waver? Listen to his joyous cry of passion when about to be taken up to be with Adonai Yeshua. Look, he exclaimed, I see heaven opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Adonai Yeshua, receive my spirit. Rav Shaul also showed us his passion for Messiah when he wrote, as recorded in Romans 1, therefore I am eager to proclaim the good news also to you who live in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the good news, since it is God's powerful means of bringing salvation to everyone who keeps on trusting, to the Jew especially, but equally to the Gentile. For in it is revealed how God makes people righteous in his sight, and from beginning to end, it is through trust. As the Tanakh puts it, but the person who is righteous will live his life by trust. Imagine once more what we could accomplish for him, aiming our efforts toward building his kingdom on earth, if our collective passion was greater than the fear of any consequences of our actions. Where does our passion from Adonai Elohim Tzevaot originate? Adonai Yeshua shares with us in Luke 12, I have come to set fire to the world, and how I wish it were already kindled. The fire about which Adonai Yeshua speaks, I believe, is the fire of passion for Adonai Elohim, a fire long extinguished in his time on earth. When we have a love relationship with the ruler of the universe and the lover of our souls, he gives us passion, which Jeremiah says is akin to fire in our bones. Listen to Jeremiah's expounding on his passion. "It seems as though a fire is burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I wear myself out trying to hold it in, but I just can't do it." Do you believe we could create that depth of passion on our own? I hardly think so. Human beings are not capable of this depth of passion without it being implanted into our hearts by Adonai Tzevaot. But once within our hearts, what do we do with this passion? In this week's newspaper, The Free Press, I read of a young boy, Avery Skog of Morris, Manitoba, to whom Adonai gave a passion for young people in the developed world who were not able to attend school because none existed. On his own initiative, obviously driven by Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit of God, this passionate young man, all of 10 years old, set out to raise enough money to fund the building of a school through a charity known as Free the Children. Avery began by selling his bike. Imagine that, a country boy selling his bike, his only means of rapid transit, to begin the fundraising process. He then held a bake sale, generously assisted by his mother, and a garage sale, generally assisted by his father. Then he donated his allowance. No more comic books, chewing gum, or whatever 10-year-olds spend their money on. In doing this, Avery began his brick-by-brick campaign, a campaign which took off towards his goal of raising $10,000, the minimum cost of building schools today in Africa. Avery's passion to raise what for him was an outrageous sum of money propelled him to share the idea with his family and his school friends. Over the year, he raised not $10,000, but $12,000. He is now working towards building a second school, brick by brick. What separates Avery and people like him from the rest of us? Passion. Look back into your heart's desires and explore what caused you to be passionate. Was it an unbridled, uncontrollable love for and of Adonai Elohim, or was it for and of something else, something of the world? Was it a person? Was it money? Was it an addiction? At any point in your life, have you ever had a degree of passion that seemed like a fire burning in your heart, imprisoned in your bones? If that passion isn't part of your life today, where is it? What has happened to the passion which used to exist within the body of Messiah? Listen to Adonai Yeshua's condemnation of not only the fellowship of the first and second centuries, but also of fellowships today, as we read in Revelation 2 and 3. First, the community of Ephesus. "You have lost the love you had at first. Therefore, remember where you were before you fell. Turn from this sin and do what you used to do before." And to the fellowship of Sardis, "You have a reputation for being alive, but in fact, you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains before it dies too." And finally, Laodicea, "Because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." Are we a messianic fellowship within the body of Messiah, slated to a similar fate because of our lack of passion for Adonai Elohim? Have I got your attention yet? Where is our passion? What are we doing as a fellowship to show our beloved Abba, the sovereign of the universe, the world around us? How are we working towards the betterment of our fellow human beings? I realize that my words may be offending some of you with this sharp message, and for this I do not apologize. Adonai Elohim has put this into my heart. We need to regain that spark of passion that was once here and now appears to have dimmed. Why are we not reaching out into our community to help others? Oh, I know there are individuals amongst us who are doing this, but they are keeping this a well-guarded secret, almost as if they don't want their passion to be public knowledge. Why not? Passion is infectious. It's addictive. Passion is contagious. The passion we feel for Adonai Elohim and for the works he wants from us must be shared with others. If you believe this kind of passion only exists within the hearts of leadership, please think again. Each one of us is a leader within our own sphere of influence. We have been given a commission by our leader, Adonai Yeshua, to show his love throughout the world, no matter how large or how small our worlds may be. How are we doing this? What project has been lying dormant in the recesses of your heart? Why have you lost your passion to begin or rekindle this project? To whom have you shared your desire to help make a change within your community, within your city, within your world? Beloved, please consider this plea seriously. There is little time left, and so much needs to be done right here within Kehillah, let alone within the outside world. So I ask you this question again. What do you want to do before you die in full passion for Adonai's kingdom on earth? Right now. This is our opportunity. This is your opportunity to make a difference. Over the next few months, share your passion with us. Let us know how we, Kehillah Havarim Moshiach, may assist you in fulfilling your passion. Lead us through the passion given to you by Adonai Elohim to make a difference today, tomorrow, and for all the days we have left. Adonai Elohim Tzvaot, we pray for your leadership as we crave the passion held by King David, held by the prophet Jeremiah, held by Rav Shaul, and held by Adonai Yeshua, our Lord and Master. Abba, help us to rekindle the passion we used to have. Help us to be light into this world, to be salt into this world. Provide for us avenues that we may be that light, that we may share that light with others. For without your leadership, this will never happen. And so I beg you, with every fiber in my body, be our leader now and show us what you wish us to do. May our hearts be open to receive what you would have us do. Baruch Hashem Yeshua Moshiachenu, in whose beloved name we trust. Amen.